T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Overnight America continues. Meteorologist Kyle Elliott's going to join us in about 15 minutes from now to preview the big storms coming across the state and what can we expect on Tuesday here in St. Louis. I want to take some more of your calls about the woman that walked in to the 8th grade class and confronted the bullies of her daughter, which we played in the last hour. 314-436-7900. That's the number. Marie's calling in from Illinois. Hey, Marie, what's going on?
How you doing today?
Good.
I was just calling in because as a grown-up, I was recently in a situation like that. I was being bullied. I was being harassed by one of my coworkers. And, you know, I would confront the woman, but it didn't do any good.
So
I talked to my friends and family, and they said, you need to go to the boss because it's going to get to the point that both of you all will be in trouble.
Yeah.
So I went to the boss and told her what happened, and she confronted the woman. And then afterwards, the woman said, well, you know, I didn't mean any harm. I said, okay, I accept your apology, but I said, you know what? You have to watch what you say to people. That's all I told her.
What did she say to you?
The gist of it was, okay, you know, like on your jobs, there's males and females. And she was insinuating that a male that I used to, you know, eat lunch with and talk with, we were a couple. And okay, I told her we weren't. And so she kept on making jokes about that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
And then her little clique, they would just laugh. And so I just got to the point. I talked to family and friends, and they told me, go to the boss.
Yeah.
And it helped.
Do you have a HR rep in your workplace?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Human resource, someone that would be able to make sure people are in compliance. I guess your boss would be another person you can talk to, yeah.
Yeah, but, and you know, another thing too, and as a kid, I experienced, you know, being bullied, and that just shows how ignorant and evil children can be.
Yeah.
And then as you grow up, you learn, you run into people who harassed you, and then all of a sudden, they want to be friends with you.
Oh.
And you find out that they're not doing that well, because I ran into one lady and, oh, yes, we're going to get together and have lunch together. I took a business card, and when I got home, I threw it away, you know.
Well, yeah. You got to, Marie, I understand. I totally understand. Can I ask you how old you are now?
How old am I now?
Yeah.
I'm
okay?
64, and I'll be 65 in
So things that happened back in high school, you don't forget, even after all those years.
You don't. You know, you don't forget. There were cliques and everything.
Yeah.
And it hurts. And then you find out the people in the so-called cliques, they didn't really amount to anything with their lives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Poetic justice there. All right, Marie, good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and bye.
Let me get to James, who's also calling in. Hey, James.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Good.
I was just calling because I just wanted to raise awareness of suicide, I guess, would be the best way to put it. I had a cousin that was a freshman in high school that was, I would call it, a little bit different from the most of us, like playing computer games and, you know, things like that. But he was still part of the band and a freshman in high school, and got bullied by a couple classmates, but really got bullied more than anything on Xbox and on these other things of these grown men that were, you know, playing video games and treating 13-year-old kids like, you know, garbage.
Oh, wow.
And I think that that's really a big epidemic that a lot of people don't talk about, unfortunately, because it's something that's not controlled and nothing that you can really regulate.
Yeah, and plus you can't really find the person, it'd be very difficult. And there's a lot of predators on there, too, that take advantage of children. Even if it's not a bullying thing, that's used as a tool for them to take advantage of minors. And you're right. It's inside the home. It's something that wasn't around when I was a kid. And just the amount of bombardment alone from bullies. Not a lot of kids are equipped to handle that sort of thing at a young age. And I would say nearly none of them are.
No, it's really sad because your brain's still developing as a young man and, you know, trying to get some kind of release from your parents and whatnot. But, you know, at the same time, it worries me. You know, I got two kids at home. I mean, one of them's 3 and one of them's 6 months. So we still have a while to go till we get to video games. But still, it makes you a little bit wary of, you know, who and how do you let your kids, you know, do they police themselves? Or do you, you know, let them, you know, learn and also, you know, be a parent and try to advise them in a calm, cool, and wisdom way? You know, it's an age-old question, I guess.
Yeah, you can't trust these tech companies to police themselves. They're such a terrible person or an entity to do that, and they fail every time. So, yeah, James, it's a tough world for these kids growing up, and I totally understand all of the parents that want to make sure their kids stay away from their devices as long as possible, even when the pressure is there with the other parents giving in to these devices, because these messages that come into these kids and get into their heads and they don't know how to deal with it, who knows if they're telling you everything, and it's tough. It's a real tough thing to combat.
Yeah, it's really tough, especially, you know, as my cousin, as a mother, that, you know, she'll never get to speak to her son, you know, and she wonders every day about why and what could she have done. And, you know, maybe there could have been some things that she could have done differently, but at the end of the day, there probably could have been some other things that other people could have done as well, too.
So the clip of this mother that's going viral right now, you could totally understand the mindset she was in when she wanted to stop this as soon as possible.
I could, because unfortunately, like, do you expect for school districts to step in, or should you take things into your own hands and make sure that your kid's okay? And that's the tough part, you know, when do you do that?
When I was in eighth grade, I had a small class, you know, 20 kids or whatever it was, but I went to a Catholic school, and all it took was one of the kids' moms to come in, and if one kid was doing something they shouldn't have been doing, I'll tell you what, that set all the kids straight, and you know, that was effective, and it worked. Now, did they threaten us with... No, I don't think any of those kids were actually in danger, but this mom, I can understandably upset if she went to the school and the behavior didn't stop and they were saying there was nothing else they can do. Well, yeah, I can see her saying, well, fine, I'll have to do it then. Even if it was at the expense of her not being welcome back there, if it gets the message across and it gets that activity stopped, that's a win for her.
Right. You sound like a good South City kid.
Thanks, James. Good to hear from you.
Have a good night.
South City kid. My kid's 4. You know, sometimes he comes home and he's in preschool and he's working through some things and he'll tell me about, you know, kids mean to him and what did you do to, you know, stop that kid from being mean to you? And it's, you know, it's such a young age. You know who are the worst at it? And this is what my wife tells me. She says the girls are great at mental manipulation. They're really good at being mean mentally. Boys are completely different. They're more physical. So they'll physically let you know. And that's just what happens at that age. She'll say some of these girls, you can see them, just they'll be like, oh yeah, we'll come play with you. And then the girl will go off and then they'll go in completely other direction and ignore the other girls. And then they'll have to sit and wonder. Or, oh, how about this? So my son will be part of these play dates or whatever. And sometimes the other moms will come over and there'll be a little girl. And she said once to my son, I don't like you. And we're not friends. Broke my son's heart. We're not friends. So that's the type of stuff he's dealing with at the age of 4. It's nothing really serious or anything right now. But I do know that once he gets older, there's going to be a lot of coaching. There's going to be a lot of times we're going to have to sit him down and say, you know, this is what's going to happen and here's what you need to do. And, you know, I'm never going to fault him. I'm never going to fault him for mistakes he makes in those moments where he thinks he's doing the right thing because we sat down and talked about those. Like, you know, bully, what do you do? Like that one caller called in, her son gets disciplined for defending himself. I can't wait to have those conversations with my kid. If you ever get in trouble for defending yourself, it's not going to be with me. You know, you got to have a really strong bond with your kid to know that you're going to have their back in moments like this. And you know what? I bet the daughter of that one mom knows she's got her back, and that's important. Yeah, a little unconventional, but effective. All right, we're going to talk to AccuWeather coming up next. In fact, we got some terrible storms coming through here. Even in Oklahoma earlier today, they saw some tornadoes touch down. Well, what is it going to be in Missouri? What are we going to see on your Tuesday? We'll find out with meteorologist Kyle Elliott next on KMOX. Got some pretty nasty storms that are going to be rolling through Missouri on Tuesday. And really, even through the overnight, we're looking at some potentials of storms. Joined now by AccuWeather meteorologist Kyle Elliott. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
So we have been paying attention, and we saw there were some tornadoes in Oklahoma earlier today. I thought we were getting close to being done with this sort of season, but here in Missouri, in St. Louis, we're going to get some strong winds, and we even have a potential for tornadoes later tonight. Can you give us an idea of what we're looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like the storms to your west right now, they're probably going to die out a little bit as they head into your area. But again, there are some severe thunderstorm warnings out for Rolla, Missouri at this point. That storm has a history of producing wind damage. Roof was blown off a building near Montreal, Missouri. So those are the storms that are heading your way right now. Mm. Looks like it'll cross through the St. Louis area around 2 a.m. Central time. So about 2 hours from now should go through there. But again, it looks like those storms will weaken as they go through the St. Louis area here in the next couple of hours. But that's not to say you're not going to face some heavy downpours and gusty winds. I mean, it looked like a lot of the computer models were suggesting that these storms would die out, but they're just not doing it.
So they're holding strong. In a couple of hours, we could see it. We don't know what it's going to hit when it gets to St. Louis. It could be stronger, or you predict that perhaps it's probably going to start to weaken by the time it gets this way?
It looks like it'll probably start to weaken a little bit. Okay. The best support is farther to the west. So basically what happens here is you have better atmospheric dynamics much farther west of St. Louis at this point. So as these storms continue to move east, they kind of get farther away from their source of energy. So it looks like to me that they're going to weaken here over the next hour or two. But again, I still think that you guys are going to face blinding downpours and wind gusts between 30 and 40 miles an hour around 2 a.m. So it does look pretty nasty there for a couple hours between 2 and 4.
Well, yikes. Through the rest of the day, there have been some warnings from the National Weather Service, an enhanced risk for thunderstorms, damaging winds. There's even a risk of tornadoes. So what are we looking at throughout the course of the day?
It looks like most of the day is going to be quiet, believe it or not, especially the later morning into the afternoon hours. Just looks pretty warm. Your temperatures are going to be up around 80. It's going to be pretty humid. But again, I think the storms hold off until very late in the afternoon or even in the evening. I think the storms will roll through there between 7 and 10 p.m. Tuesday evening, and I think they're going to be pretty strong as they do that. I think the storms here Tuesday evening are going to be much stronger than the ones that roll through here in the next couple of hours.
Wow, 7 and 10 p.m. Not good because the Cardinals are home, and that's Cardinals game time. We got the Blues playing tomorrow night, too. Of course, that's indoors. But when we see the potential of tornadoes, they even throw that out there. Is it just because they're anticipating heavy winds and they think that could lead to the conditions being right for a tornado?
No, this system has a very unique setup as it moves into the plains here. I mean, this is, one of the best setups for tornadoes that we've seen as meteorologists in several years. So this one really means business. There was a lot of tornadoes today. I think the last I saw there was 16 or 17 Oof. Reported tornadoes on Monday into Monday night here so far. So there's been, over a dozen so far with this system, and there's no reason why it can't produce more tomorrow.
Wow, that's scary. Is it going to be that same time frame, 7 and 10 p.m., or is it after 10 o'clock? When do we expect to see a potential of, if there were going to be a potential of tornadoes?
Yeah, it looks like it's right between 7 and 10 as that line moves through. I mean, for the rest of the day, I really don't think you guys are going to see much. Looks like generally between 7 and 10, that line barrels through. And outside of that three-hour window, it's probably going to be a pretty quiet and seemingly benign day. And then these storms are going to sneak up out of nowhere, and it could get nasty there for a couple hours.
Then we get a couple of nice days in the upper 80s. It seems like we've been battling this. Let's go down to 60. We'll kind of hang out in the 70s for a while. They got to commit this weather. Why can't it commit to summer already?
Yeah, we're still in that transition season. I mean, there's, you know, I just a couple states away, there's a snowstorm unfolding in northwestern Nebraska, eastern Wyoming, even parts of eastern Colorado. It's been snowing heavily in Denver here for the past couple of hours. So, it's winter's still trying to fight back. The last vestiges of it continue to try to push southward out of Canada. But again, they're not going to make it into St. Louis. It's just, as these storms continue to tap the last bit of cold air, they're able to produce that snow in a couple states to your north and west.
I can't believe it. I feel terrible for all those areas. They wake up and they say, this can't be right. You know how when you have an electronic or whatever that's not working, you tap it on the side a couple of times to see if it's awake?
Right.
You know, I that's what I would have done looking at the forecast on the computer. I'd have hit the computer a couple of times to make sure. I would have done the same thing on my smartphone if I would have seen that little snowflake pop up in the forecast. All right, so these storms that are coming through afterwards, they're at least saying that we could have a couple of nice days in a row where we don't have to worry about storms for a few days. So that's good. What about the long-term forecast? What does it look like after that?
The long-term forecast isn't that promising either,
unfortunately.
I mean, it looks like Thursday's, you're probably going to have a lull there on Thursday and Friday, but Memorial Day weekend, it looks like it comes back. I mean, another one of these cool shots is going to be pushing across the Great Lakes, and it's going to be really hot and summery farther to the south, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi. It's going to be broiling over the Memorial Day weekend. But again, there's going to be a boundary in between those two air masses, and it could very well set up right over St. Louis.
I don't get it. This has been a weird, wild weather season so far.
Oh, it really has been.
All right. Kyle Elliott, meteorologist for AccuWeather, thank you so much for coming on here to KMOX.
Yep, absolutely. My pleasure.
Isn't that great, AccuWeather? We give them a call and we say, hey, can you explain to the listeners what's going down? And you know what they say? They say, absolutely. Kyle Elliott, up late for our amusement. Well, for our education mostly, but he's very good at what he does, so I want to thank AccuWeather, and that's such a cool service that they offer over there. So coming up, there was a story on CBS over the weekend about crazy commutes, and I was looking at some of the ways people in large metropolitan cities have changed the way they travel in order to save money, and I thought to myself, who in their right mind would trade in a car for a unicycle? Is it really to the point where we're considering things like that? And maybe CBS is overplaying the amount of people that are doing this, but, I don't get it myself. Put me in a car any day. I'm not switching over. This is Overnight America, KMOX. So glad AccuWeather was able to give us an idea of what to expect. Now, imagine you're going into work, you want to hop on to your alternate form of transportation because you're so sick of sitting in traffic and you want to do what's right for the environment. So it's a nice, beautiful thunderstorm. You're riding your unicycle down the road and that hits you right in the face. Good luck with that. Have you ever considered an alternate way into work? Maybe you're someone that always drove a car into work and you thought, no, I think I'm done with that. 314-436-7900. You're invited to call. What did you do? What made you change your mind on ways to get into work? And we're not talking about, oh, I did it for, a week and then gave up. No, really, if your habits changed, why? You can also call 800-925-1120. CBS did a story about crazy commutes and some people that have taken it to the extreme.
There is nothing typical about Tommy Lutz's typical commute.
You're out there by yourself in this little tiny boat.
Yeah.
All right, so he's in New York. He's on the Hudson. That's got to smell great. You hop on to a quick little boat ride across the Hudson in order to save yourself transportation time. You must smell awesome for all your coworkers, really.
Out there on the sprawling Hudson River, the most peaceful part of his incredible 12-mile trek from his home in New Jersey to his office at Google in Manhattan.
Oh, Google. There's a few levels that I think of showing up to work smelly. there is just someone that just can't help it, right? There's some sort of medical problem or whatever it is. There's someone that doesn't wash their clothes. So, you know, they got that funky smell that's associated with it. There's someone that doesn't use any sort of deodorant. Then there's a whole different level of people that decide not to shower. And then on below them, it's people that hop into the Hudson River before going into work. That's not the cleanest river. And what else are you brushing up against on your way there? No, thank you.
Where did you buy
them? I mean, you would be better off going onto a street vendor on the city of New York and the streets of New York and saying, hey, can I borrow some of your hot dog water that you've been using for the past 6 months and use that to bathe with? I'm just going to freshen up real quick. You would probably smell better doing that than you would hopping into the Hudson River. Why? And he's got a job with Google. Come on now. You got a good job.
Where did you buy this boat?
I did not buy this boat. I bought the plans to build this boat, and my son and I spent a few months in the summer putting it together.
With all due respect, it looks a little flimsy.
It's lightweight and foldable, yet also floats.
Great. A foldable floating boat. What could possibly go wrong with that thing? No. What's going to happen? You're halfway through the Hudson, and this thing starts springs a leak, or it snags onto something, because we all know there's going to be contaminants and garbage and things that you're going to be floating around in there. Great. Now you snagged onto something and your inflatable boat's going down. Now what do you do?
Foldable is key, and Tommy's got it down.
And the other side.
He folds his foldable boat. Next, he unfolds his foldable bike.
I don't even know these people, and I don't like them. Don't like any of them.
Then he bikes the boat to the dock, where he refolds his bike and unfolds his boat. And faster than you can say origami, he's on the river.
Do your coworkers think that you're completely nuts?
They haven't said it to my face, but maybe.
Well, they're afraid to, and they know HR has already warned them, please don't bring up his smelling like the Hudson River. We've had enough complaints about it, and there's nothing we can do because it's Google, and they put up with things like that. How would you like to be in close quarters, very close, working next to someone who just took a beautiful, beautiful rowboat across the Hudson River every day? Oh, man. So the amount of money you're saving when it comes to transportation, are you going to have to make it up in healthcare cost after all of the diseases you're going to contract coming in contact with Hudson River water every day? You're going to lose at some point. You're going to lose.
Then again, maybe they're just jealous.
Look. Oh yeah. Who's jealous? Anyone here jealous that this guy is deciding to put his foldable homemade rowboat across the Hudson every day? Oh, man, I wish I could be that guy.
And that traffic.
Here we go. Getting anywhere in an automobile, it's just not a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
And then I have to worry, where do I put this car when I get to work?
You can't fold it up.
No, I can't fold it up.
Can you see what would drive somebody to actually build his own boat to get to work?
If that person was sitting in traffic and pounding on the dashboard, screaming out the window, I'm mad as hell, I can't take it anymore. And then an idea pops up.
I'll build a boat.
All these people sound so annoying to me. I don't think I could ever be friends with people like that. If my wife said, hey, oh, we're going to invite a couple over to the house, we're going to have them over for dinner, and I really like her. She's really nice. I think you'll like them. And they come over, and the guy says, you know, every day I just take a very quick boat ride in my homemade boat right across the Mississippi. Oh, man. It is just, oh, it's so beautiful this time of year. I just take a quick little boat ride across. It saves me so much time. I don't have to worry about the traffic. You know, if a bridge has a little crack in it and they close it down, don't have to worry about that either. Just going to hop over the Mississippi and I'll be all done. Beautiful this time of year. You know what I'm saying to that person? You're nuts. Are you crazy? Are you serious? I know traffic is bad here in St. Louis, and I know they're in areas like New York where traffic is incredibly, incredibly slow and frustrating or whatever it is. You're telling me there's not a better way for you to get around? Or how about this novel idea? Google's paying you a ton of money. You can't find a place that's a little bit closer to work if you want to try to cut down on that commute. you decide where you live, man. Do you feel like you are tethered to that one place? There's no way you're allowed to ever leave there. Like it's, you know, the government's going to arrest you if you move out of that location. No, of course not. You don't think that might be a better solution before you go down the route of, oh, me and my son built this boat death trap that one day I'm going to sink to the bottom of the Hudson and no one's going to be able to find me. You know, me and Jimmy Hoffa will be hanging out and playing cards.
Oh, I love the way you've decorated the ceiling.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with it.
Meet transportation engineer Sam Schwartz, who has the dubious honor of having popularized the term gridlock.
We are approaching gridlock in almost every major city.
From California.
Now, if you're 20 miles away from somebody in Los Angeles, they will not visit you.
I agree with
to
that.
To New York.
Probably best for you not to. Here's what you do. You move out of L.A. Just move out of L.A. Done. Get out.
The old joke is, shall we
L.A. is so bad. L.A. is so corrupt. If you think things are bad here, we just went through the whole Steve Stanger thing. Imagine 100 Steve Stangers. That's L.A. There are thieves everywhere you look in government over in California. So you think we have it bad here. Whew.
Walk across town, or do we have time to take a taxi?
But Gridlock Sam, as they call him, sees possible light at the end of the blocked intersection, namely millennials.
The glimmer of hope is younger people wanting to be healthy and caring about their planet. They are showing up on bikes, walking, jogging.
Hovercraft, kite surfing.
All those things.
No, they're not.
But it's not just young trendsetters. Here is 53-year-old Dan Hansen on his 5-mile commute to work in Minneapolis.
All right, and there he is. 5-mile commute on a unicycle. Let me say it again. A 5-mile commute on a unicycle. He's got to smell great, too. Come in there smelling like you just got out of the gym, all sweaty. Ugh. You want to walk around feeling entirely gross, anything under your clothes completely drenched, spotting through over your clothes, and then you show up to work. Hey, where can I park my unicycle? All of these nerds, man. This is too much for me to handle. And CBS making it all so cute. No, it's not cute. All right, has anyone ditched a car and decided to find a way to get into work an alternate way here in St. Louis or somewhere similar? I'm curious. What did you do? And what was the last straw for you? Outside of a DUI, what was the last straw for you? 314-436-7900. On this show, we keep the phone lines open. If you want to chime in on this, you can. You're invited to call 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX. Welcome back. All right. Have you ever considered an alternate way to work? Yeah, you know, you just got tired of sitting in traffic, so you pull out the old unicycle that you had in the garage. You start making your own boat to go across the Hudson. I want to know your story, honestly, because this doesn't make a lick of sense to me. Eliza calling in from Ohio. Hey, Eliza.
From Ohio, yes.
Wonderful.
You remember me?
Kind of. Did you call in and tell me about another radio host you listened to?
Yes.
Yes.
Chuck Douglas, and also the centipede, the venomous centipede in my dishwasher.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Now, these people you just had on are so annoying. They're the kind of people you want to be sucked up into a spaceship by the evil aliens. You know, just get them out of here.
Don't worry.
I
you know,
stand
if,
them.
If you're making your own boat going across the Hudson, Mother Nature's going to take you. I mean, there's going to happen.
I know. And they're so wimpy and wussy. I don't know how they survive. I really don't. So that's what I had to say that because I was listening to it and they made me gag.
It made you gag?
Gag.
Yeah. To me, I don't understand how someone could fool themselves, trick themselves in their mind to say, no, this is good. I'm going to keep doing this. There's got to be a point.
They're so smug about it, though. That's what bothers me. They're so smug.
It's the smugness factor.
Yeah,
I get it. I'm glad you called back in, Eliza. Thank you so much.
And by the way, congratulations on the Blues.
I know. Too bad for your Columbus, right?
Well, they're going to be really good next season.
Oh, they've been great the last couple of
years.
Because
they're the comeback team, too. They played against Tampa. They were expected to lose, and then they won.
You know, I have a Columbus Blue Jackets hockey jersey.
Do you?
Yeah. I lived in Ohio for a while. I picked up a jersey.
I know.
I love the way they were designed, and they're just really cool jerseys.
I've enjoyed listening to all the happy people calling into your show.
Thanks, Eliza. We'll see you.
Oh, sure.
Bye.
Bye.
That's cool. Love getting calls from Ohio. Scott calling in from Crystal City. What's going on?
Not much. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Very good.
I totally agree with Eliza. This character, these characters are very annoying. And you know, they would have never been on the news in the first place had they not told everyone they met what they do. And that's the mentality of it. I'm saving the planet. He's our hero.
I have to tell everyone. Oh, that's funny.
Everyone. And then that would have never made the news in the first place. And it's just one of those things where I'm saving the planet. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
And, well, thank goodness for those two guys. And, you know, a guy gets hit by a car on a unicycle. Someone sinks in the middle of the river in a foldable boat. You're saving the planet by reducing the population. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. It sounds great, huh? That's something.
Yeah, if you think these motor scooters are annoying, zipping around town on the sidewalks and places like that, wait until you see a whole bunch of guys on unicycles. Wait till that comes around.
You're
no
exactly
thanks.
Right. It's like watching a commercial and I almost want to hear that story again, because sometimes you'll see these commercials on TV and it's a kind of a perversion where I got to see that commercial again just so I can use every part of my body to get angrier.
Oh, that's funny. I thought you were going to say it's like one of those medical commercials, like I can ride a unicycle again.
Well,
here we go.
You might have that. Get your own foldable boat.
My foldable boat. No one does that.
There is no amount of Flex Seal tape in the world that's going to help that guy to survive this next trip. Take care.
Bye, Scott. Oh, man. How many different syringes do you think he rose right past on that Hudson? Oh, no. Scott is dead on. He's like, you know, the only reason why anyone knows they're doing this is because they have to tell everyone. Oh, you know, I'm trying to help the environment, so I got my own rowboat. Yeah, I got my own rowboat going. Oh, and I also have my own foldable bicycle. What a hassle. You know, this guy's out there folding his bicycle. You know, he's doing it probably at the expense of someone else waiting to get through. You ever go into a grocery store and you're in a line and you always pick the wrong line, and the person in front of you always finds a way to complicate things and take a lot longer than they need to? And you're thinking, could you have just had that ready before you got to the cashier? Do you really have to settle this right now? Do you really have to go? Oh, come on now. Seriously? Imagine you're waiting somewhere and they're holding up and blocking a line, and oh, now I gotta fold this. Oh, just hold on a second. I gotta fold my bike because I'm trying to save the environment. So I gotta fold my bike. Hold on, everyone. Hold on, everyone. Or you see these videos of people trying to, you know, hold up anything, taxis, subways, public transportations. You know, they just have no consideration for the other people that might be waiting there. I see them as one of those things. Oh, how many needles did he pass up on that Hudson? Oh, man. So what's the follow-up story going to be from CBS? The CBS will do a follow-up story. From the 330 million people that live in the United States, we were able to find two of them that were very loud on social media, and were able to do that. All the people that ride these motor scooters and the motorbikes and, I don't know, you look back at the Jetsons. Remember what they used to do? They used to put those roller skates on and they had little rockets on them, and the roller skates would push them, and it'd be like, oh, look at this. Automatic roller skates. How bad are roads here in St. Louis? Like, could you imagine trying to pop one of those unicycles and then hitting one of the notorious St. Louis potholes? You think you're going to be able to survive that thing? And you got to go 5 miles. What happens at the end of the day when you're at work and you're tired and you just want to go home? Is there a better feeling than getting home from work and putting on those sweatpants? Because, you know, you're not wearing the same thing around the house. You instantly shed that clothing out and you can just relax. And now imagine, well, I'm going to add another 2 hours onto that commute because I'm on a unicycle and I'm going, I don't know, he said he can go 10 or 15 miles an hour. I can't remember how fast it was, which I think he's lying. I don't think he's going that fast on a unicycle because you bite it going that fast, you're losing your nose as it scrapes like a grindstone right on that pavement. And then you have all of these other factors that go into it. Don't you just want to go home and just be done with it? Do you really want to tack on all this other garbage to it? I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to do a couple of different things. I want to talk about food. And here in St. Louis, there's an update to the Steak and Shake drama. All of these different Steak and Shakes that have been closing down. A lawsuit in the $7+ million coming to some St. Louis employees. What does that all mean? And we're also online, if you haven't been able to find me on there, at Ryan Recker on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at KMOX.com/ONA, KMOX.com/ONA. On one of the studios here, I think this is Channel 4, they have Inside Edition on. They're doing the story about the mom that went in and shamed all the other kids inside the classroom for bullying her daughter. They're doing that story right now. I wonder how they're handling this one. All right, we did that story earlier in the hour, which you'll be able to check out at kmox.com/ONA. Find it on your favorite podcast app. Click that subscribe button. Support the show that way. It's very easy on Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.